ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 11 ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ದರ್ಶನ ಯೋಗ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 28. ಯಥಾ ನದೀನಾಂ ಬಹವೋಂಬುವೇಗಾಃ ಸಮುದ್ರಮೇವಾಭಿಮುಖಾ ದ್ರವಂತಿ. ಯಥಾ ನದೀನಾಂ ಬಹವೋಂಬುವೇಗಾಃ ಸಮುದ್ರಮೇವಾಭಿಮುಖಾ ದ್ರವಂತಿ ತಥಾ ತವಾಮಿ ನರಲೋಕವೀರಾ ವಿಶಂತ್ಯ ವಕ್ತ್ರಾಣ್ಯಭಿ ವಿಜ್ವಲಂತಿ. ತಥಾ ತವಾಮಿ ನರಲೋಕವೀರಾ ವಿಶಂತ್ಯ ವಕ್ತ್ರಾಣ್ಯಭಿ ವಿಜ್ವಲಂತಿ. ನೌ ಸಮ್ ಮೋರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೌ ದಿ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಎಂಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಮೌತ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಲ್ಲಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಯುದ್ಧಂ, ಇನ್ ದ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ಯುದ್ಧಂ, Arjuna is indicating the warriors who are all going into the mouth of the Lord. But we can imagine that is for anybody, any creation, any living being. It's a general statement. Not only in the Mahabharata war, any part of the world, anybody is dying. They are all entering into the mouth of the Lord only. How? The Lord gives an example here. Yatha nadinam ambuvegaha. Ambuvegaha, that refers to actually the streams of the rivers, all the nadina ambuvegaha, the streams of various rivers, like that, not one or two, many of them, bahavaha, so many with their tributaries, lot of rivers with all their, you know, tributary rivers, they all enter into the, they may be winding here and there in different directions, they may go in so many places. Some of them may be big, some of them may be small, some may be pure, some may be very polluted, impure, different sources, all those rivers and the tributaries. So their names may be different, different rivers, their rupa may be different, and their karma, they all may be different. In spite of all of them, what they all do, ultimately they all head towards only one thing, they are flowing towards the totality, namely the ocean. So he says, ಸಮುದ್ರಮೇವ ಅಭಿಮುಖಾಃ ದ್ರವಂತಿ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ರಶಿಂಗ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಓಷನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಅಭಿಮುಖಾಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫೇಸಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಫೇಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಓಷನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ದೇ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವಾಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಮಶಾನಂ. ಕಾಶಿ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಮಹಾಶ್ಮಶಾನ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ವೇರ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟು ಸ್ಮಶಾನಂ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇ ಬರ್ನ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್? ದಿ ಕಾಲತತ್ವ, ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟಿವ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಹಾವಿಷ್ಣು ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸಸ್ಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ, ಹೀ ವೇಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್, ಟು ಸ್ವಾಲೋ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸೇ ಈವನ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ನಾಸ್ತಿಕ, ಎ ನಾನ್ ಬಿಲೀವರ್, ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಆನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಡೇ. What is that day? The day of death. Because he has to go to the Mahasmashana. And what is there? The temple of Lord Shiva is there. That is where Lord Shiva is present. So Lord Shiva thought, it seems, at least on that last day, let him come to me. That is what Lord Shiva, that is his thought. So Shiva indicates the Kala Tattvam. Everybody is heading towards Kalaha, the death only. So Samudram Eva Abhimukaha Dravanti Tatha. In that same way, Ami Naraloka Viraha. All these great kings, Naraloka Viraha, the powerful people among humans, Vishanti Vaktrani, they are all entering into your mouth, Vaktrani. Not one mouth, it's all plural. So it is all plural and not singular, because the Lord has to eat many people simultaneously, many creatures. Even at that moment, thousands and thousands of people are dying, creations. And so one mouth may not be enough. So Vaktrani Vishanti. And he has no problem at all for that, because he has countless hands too. So with countless hands and countless mouths, the Lord, he just devours humans, animals, plants, etc. The Lord means the time principle. So Vishanti Vaktrani. And what type of Vaktra the Lord has? Abhivijvalanti. Actually, that is adjective to the Vaktrani. So Abhivijvalanti Vaktrani. That is the blazing mouths. The mouths are blazing, flaring mouths. So they all become Ahuti, Swaha. The Lord, He takes them all as Ahuti into Him. All these creations, living things, they all go into the Lord as Ahuti. Shloka 29.
Yata pratiptam jvalantam patangaha vishanti nashaya samudra vegaha. Yata pradeeptam jvalantam patangaha vishanti nashaya samudra vegaha tataiva nashaya vishanti lokaha tavapi vaktrani samruddha vegaha tataiva nashaya vishanti lokaha tavapi vaktrani samruddha vegaha.
Here Arjuna gives another example. Everything conveying the same idea as we said earlier, that all jivarashis, all creation, they are all heading towards the mouth of the Lord, mrityu, the death alone. So in the previous shloka, the example was, the jivarashis were like the rivers and the mouth was like an ocean. And in this shloka, the jivas are compared to the insects or moth, patangaha, which fly, you know, around the fly, the moth and all, they fly around the fire, all these patangas. So the fire is compared to the mouth of the Lord. And when we see this, actually all these insects, they go around the fire or lamp and destroy themselves. Not that the fire or lamp invited them, but they themselves go and then fall into the flame. Patangaha. Patangaha means moth or any such insect. Patat gachati iti patangaha. Patangaha. So that which flies, whatever flies. So pradeeptam jvalantam vishanti. They enter into the jvalanam. Jvalantam means the fire, which is very well kindled fire. It's not an ordinary fire. It's a very powerful fire. Well kindled. Pradeeptam. For what purpose they all fall, go there? Nashaya. For its own destruction. Not knowing that. And how do they go? Samruddha vegaha. With great speed. Vega. Increased speed. They just rush towards them. Tathaiva. That is in front of the Lord. We are all what? We are all only like moths and insects. So even the greatest human being, he is also another moth or insect before the Lord. So tataiva lokaha vishanti. Here lokaha refers to janaha, the people. All the people, in the same way, they all the people like Bhishma, Drona, all those people, vishanti. They enter into the mouth, tatavaktrani, your mouths. They enter into your mouth. That is the death principle. They are all going to die. How? Samruddha vegaha, with great speed. Because they say people have fast life these days, right? Everybody says this, fast life. So what happens? Kala begins to tell on the body, fast life. Even while we are 30 or 40, you know, people get heart attacks, they get cancers, you know, knee is hurting, that is hurting, all kinds of things. They are all increasing. Why? Because we are having such a life. Samruddha vegaha, we are getting towards, getting more and more closer towards death. Okay, this is what people are doing. Then what about the Lord? What does He do? He seems to thoroughly enjoy this entire thing. He does not feel bad at all. Wonderful feast for Him. That is what is said in the next shloka. Shloka 30.
Lelihyase grasamanas samantat lokan samagran vadanair jvaladbihim. Lelihyase grasamanas samantat lokan samagran vadanair jvaladbihim. Tejo vira purya jagat samagram vasasta vogra prapatan pratapanti vishnom. Tejo vira purya jagat samagram vasasta vogra pratapanti vishnom.
Lelihyase, you are relishing the eating of all these creatures, people. Literally the word lick means to lick. He is enjoying, putting the tongue all around the lips, enjoying this. Lelihyase means what? Atishayena lihyate. Nice dish. Put in the tongue and enjoy. Similarly, if you see the Lord as the most voracious eater in the world, and the whole creation is like the leaf on which we serve so much of different food. All the jivas, etc., are all pancha bhakshya paramannam for the Lord. All the different types of dishes, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all these things, they are all there. And each one of them is of a different taste. On the leaf, we have payasam on one side, very sweet. And we also have some chapatis, dal, pickle, sabji, all those things are all there on the leaf. And what do? Take a little of this one, enjoy that. Take a little of other one also, enjoy that. We keep on doing that. Similarly, the Lord, one side he devours all the asuras. They are all perhaps a little bitter. And another side, one deva is finished, maybe sweet. We don't know what group we belong to, sweet, bitter, or spicy, we don't know. And Lord enjoys his breakfast, lunch and dinner thoroughly. So he says, samagran lokan grasamanaha. Swallowing all these people, lokam, loka means people, jana. Grasamana, grasana means literally swallowing. Here it is eating. From where? Samantat, from all directions, not from one direction, all directions. Because in big feasts, if you look at the plate or leaf is very big. And how many items are there? So many that we may not be even able to reach them in the leaf. They may be so far, you know, served. So we bend forth to reach them. Similarly, the Lord goes one day to this place, one day to another place. There is an earthquake here. There is some other thing there. There is a tsunami there. So many die in so many various ways, in some of this direction and that direction. So the Lord bends from place to place continuously. Not only Bhuloka, in all the 14 worlds, he just sweeps all over and finishes everything. So Samantha means from various directions. So swallowing all the people from various directions with what? Vadanaihi, with your mouths. Jvaladbihi, which are blazing, flaring with Kalagni, the time, the fire of time. And what is the difference between the living people and the dead people? If you really look at it, literally, between living people and dead people, just the difference between them is, some of them are already eaten, some are getting ready to be eaten. That's all. They are not permanent or anything. The Lord has not put his hand on those people yet. We don't know when he will do that. Remember, we are all already on the leaf only of the Lord. Sometimes he may just touch, but we may say, let me, and might say himself, okay, let me come to you later. So, lelihyase, you are thoroughly enjoying. Even though others profusely cry, ha ha, hoo hoo, muncha muncheti, that's what they all say. And people die. They cry so much. Tejo bihi apurya jagat samagram. You pervade to the whole universe with the heat of the fire in the mouth. Tejobihi. Tejas refers to the heat, the fire, the radiation, pervading all over. Tava ugraha basaha. The brilliance or glow of the fire in the mouth. Basaha means, it's bahuvachanam actually. Baha, basau, basaha. It's akaranta srilingaha. Basa, baha. Sorry. So, ugraha basaha. The fierce glow of fire pervades the whole world with its heat. And pratapanti, it is scorching, it is burning. And this is also symbolic. The glow of the fire pervades means what? The effect of kala tattvam is pervading the whole world. What is the effect of kala? Asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. The entire Shadvikaras, the six different modifications, the body, the in subtle form, the body was in the womb, asti, jayate, it is born, vardate, it grows, viparinamate, changes, apakshiyate, decays, vinashyati, dies. That is just the process. That's what is just happening. Therefore, every modification that comes in any part of the world is nothing but the japa, job of whom? The time principle, kala. So, effort of your kala, so effect of your kala is pervading the whole universe and tortures everybody, scorches everyone. And you should also remember that the very same kala alone is responsible for the birth also of a baby, of a new baby. But here the idea is Arjuna's attention is turned towards not the creative aspect of kala, but the destructive aspect of kala. Really speaking, kala has got one power of changing. When a change takes place, the previous condition is destroyed and a new condition is born. So maranam and janma are one and the same. It is from which angle you look. When you say today is born, what does it mean? It means yesterday is gone. In fact, they are not different powers, but one and the same power. So, with one angle, it is creative power. From another angle, it is destructive power. Our problem is what? We are all one-eyed people only. We either see the creative power, then we are all on top of the world, we enjoy. Oh, new baby is born, give this name, that name, all that. Give sweets, celebrate. Next time another person is gone, we profusely shed tears. Remember, the same Kala Tattvam is responsible for both birth and death. But one angle we curse the Kalaha, the time principle. From the other angle, we praise the Kala Tattvam. Here, Arjuna is seeing only one side. So he is frightened. Pratapanti, hey Vishnoho. Here also Vishnu does not mean the Shankachakra Gadadhari Vishnu, the personal Vishnu, but the Vishwarupaha, the Virat Swarupaha, Vyapakaha Ityartha. So in fact, in this time, he is really playing the role of Shiva only. The Lord is playing the role of Shiva only, because later he is going to say, Kalosmi Loka Kshayakrithu Pravirdaha Loka Kshayakrithu. So Kalaha, Shivaha, he is. Shloka 31. Akya himeko bhavanugra rupaha namostu te deva vara prasidam. Akya himeko bhavanugra rupaha namostu te deva vara prasidam. Vijnatumichami bhavantamadhyam nahi prajanami tava pravrithim. Vijnatumichami bhavantamadhyam nahi prajanami tava pravrithim. So here Arjuna's, the great Kshatriya, the great warrior, Arjuna's ego is now shaken. His courage, his strength, all of them are tested here. And Arjuna is gradually, he is going down, slowly he is now asking the question, Ugra Rupaha Bhavan Kaha. Who are you with this terrible form, this Ugra Rupaha? I have only heard the Lord of compassion, the loving person, the protecting person. But I never knew that the Lord can be so terrible also. So tell me, who are you with this fierce form of destruction? Ugra Rupaha Bhavan Kaha. Who are you? May Akyahi. Kindly tell me. May Akyahi. So, hey Devavara, te namostu. Now the namaskaram is a sincere, heartfelt namaskaram. It is not a mechanical prostration, but coming from the heart of Arjuna. Te namaha astu, he devavara. Devavara means devanamapi varaha sreshta. The foremost among devas, deva devaha, deveshaha, atyarta. So proceed that. Be gracious towards me. Calm down for my sake. And bhavantam vijnatam ichami. I would like to know who you are. Vijnatam ichami. I would like to know who you are. Not only that, I would like to know your functions also. What do you do? It is like whenever we meet a person, we first ask what is his name, and next question is, what are you doing? So same thing he is trying to do here. Who are you and what are you doing? You know. So he asked the Lord, who are you and what is your function? And when I see, it appears as though you have no other function other than finishing and swallowing everybody. So what is your function? He asks. Tava pravrittim nahi prajanami. I do not understand. Nahi prajanami, your function, tava pravrittim. Because when I see, your function seems to be only of destruction. But in the world, I have not seen anyone who goes on killing always. Is destruction only your function? Tava pravrittim nahi prajanami. I don't know who you are. And Adhyam, who is the foremost God, the highest God. Adhyam also means the Karanam. The one who is the Karanam of all. Both are same only. Because Karanam is always Adhyam and Karyam, the effect, always comes later. So the cause is first, effect is later. Shloka 32. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Kalosmi Loka Kshayakrit Pravriddha Lokan Samahartu Miha Pravriddha Kalosmi Loka Kshayakrit Pravriddha Lokan Samahartu Miha Pravriddha Rute Pitvam Nabhavishyanti Sarve Evasthita Pratyani Keshu Vyodaha Rite pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve
eva stita pratyanikeshu yodhaha.
Now the Lord is introducing himself and he also talks about his function. The Lord does both. He says, O Arjuna, aham kalaha asmi. As Vishwarupa, I do have many aspects, but the aspect that you are seeing now is the kala amsha of mine. The kala aspect, the kala swarupa of mine. So kala represents the lower nature of God. Actually, if you remember the para prakriti and apara prakriti, we have discussed this earlier of Ishvara, kala represents the lower nature, the apara prakriti. So mayika pravritti of Ishvara. So we have never come to para prakriti yet, the higher nature. So because the higher nature is kala atitaha, beyond time is the higher nature. Now we are talking about the time principle, so it is not come, it is not kala atitaha, it is now kala. So here we are talking about the kala tattvam, so maya swarupam. And the maya has got so many amshas, aspects, the desha amsa, the space principle, the kala amsa, time principle, the nama rupa amsa, the various forms and functions and names. So, and now you have witnessed the kala amsa of mine, the kala tattvam. And that kala also has got two functions. Kalam as the creative principle, because no kalam, no creation is possible without kala. That is why in Nirgunam Brahma, there is neither creation nor destruction. So kalam itself has got the creative principle also and destructive aspect also. So loka kshaya krithi, I am the kala who is the destroyer of all the worlds, of all the worlds, loka kshaya krithi, pravrittaha, who has manifested now, who has grown up now. Because in the Mahabharata battle, the destruction is going to be very wide, like almost like the Second World War. It seems that 13 million and odd people, they all have been killed in 6 years, it looks. The Lord is extra busy now. So it is pravritta kalaha. And what is my function? Lokan samahartum pravrittaha. Now I am prepared, ready to destroy all these people. Lokan samahartum. Iha means what? Asmin Kurukshetra, in this battlefield in Kurukshetra. I am ready to destroy so many people because what is the reason? Their times are over. The people's prarabdha are over. And so I am going to take them away. And Arjuna, as far as you are concerned, I am using you only as a mere instrument. Because kala cannot directly come and kill. Because kala is abstract, does not have hands and legs. So to destroy, the kala tattvam has to use some agent or the other. It can be a disease, a fall from one place, it could be anything. So disease, war, earthquake, cyclones, they are all the agents of the kala tattvam. So kala destroys through all these. It seems there was some island where there was a huge volcano eruption. And all the people, some 30,000 of them, they all died. And there was a criminal, it seems, who was kept under a cellar with thick walls. And that guy alone survived. Now if you really look at it, who kills and who destroys? Kala destroys through the volcano. And the same kala protected this criminal also. So Arjuna, you are only an instrument. Without you also, I will finish all these people through one way or the other. So he says to Arjuna, Tvam rite api sarve na bhavishyanti. Even without you, all these people are going to become non-existent. So either I will use you as an instrument, but if you refuse to fight, I will use somebody else as an instrument. Because I, as I am Kalaha, need some instrument for the end of all these people. So what people they are? Ye yodaha avasthitaha. Those warriors, yodaha, who are arrayed in both armies. The avasthitaha means who are assembled, who are arrayed, trooped in the both armies. Where? Prati anikeshu, in both armies. Anika means army. Prati means each of the armies. So some belonging to the Kaurava side, some people belong to the Pandava side. They are all to be wiped out, either through you or someone else. So I am choosing you as the instrument now. But if you refuse to be the instrument, even then I am going to do my job. That cannot be stopped. Shloka 33.
Tasmatvamuttishta yasholabhasvam jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samriddham. Tasmatvamuttishta yasholabhasvam jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samriddham. Mayevaite nihata purvameva nimitta matram bhava savyasachinne. Mayevaite nihata purvameva nimitta matram bhava savyasachinne.
Arjuna, then for you it is a wonderful chance also to get name and fame, because people will praise you as a great dharmic warrior who always fought for dharma. So yashaha labhasva, you get up, tasmat tvam uttishta, and fight this war. How should you get fame? Shatrun jitva, by defeating all the enemies. Because either way, I have already decided to destroy all of them. You are not going to save them by avoiding the war. If you are going to avoid the war, I will have to find out someone to do that job. And you will lose your opportunity of getting name and fame. And what you want to happen is not going to happen also. Therefore, defeat your enemies and you will get twofold benefits. The first benefit, yashaha, you will get fame. And what is the second benefit? Samriddham rajyam bhungshva. You can also thoroughly enjoy samriddham rajyam, a prosperous kingdom. So you will get fame. You will get prosperity if you fight this war. And if you do not fight, you will miss both. Not only that, those people also are already decided to be killed by me. So you cannot save them also. You will miss these also. So better fight and get the name and kingdom. What is the reason? He says, Yete purvameva maya nihataha. All these people have been already killed, as good as killed. Remember, they are all alive only now. Prarabdha is getting over is the idea. That's what he is telling. That Prarabdha is getting over, maybe in a few days. So the Lord is not going to kill anyone. He cannot kill also. You have to understand. What Lord does, he only fulfills the Prarabdha of the people. And therefore, what should you do? What should you become? Nimitta matram bhava. May you become a mere instrument. Instrument for what? For me. Who is going to end or destroy these people to carry out my design? Savyasachin, he is addressing Arjuna Savyasachin, who can shoot arrows with the left hand also. Savyena api hastena sachitam shilam asyasti iti Savyasachin. Savya means left hand. Sachin means one who can shoot with the left hand also. So he is supposed to be both-handed to shoot arrows. There are some people who can write with both the hands. It seems Swamiji says, Mahatma Gandhi used to do that. It seems who can write with both the hands. So we have to study this Savyasachin word a little more closely, because it can lead to some kind of confusion. So because this is an often quoted shloka, and this can create some confusion also. Because what does the Lord say now? He says, all these people are already killed by me. You just become only an instrument. That's what he says. So if anybody who reads this, it looks as though everything is predetermined. So this is the philosophy people take from this shloka and quote it very often also. They say that everything has been preordained, predetermined, planned by the Lord before. The destiny is fixed. Fate is sealed. Because Krishna himself says, everyone has been killed by me. And he tells Arjuna to become only an instrument. That means Arjuna has no choice at all. From this shloka it looks that is all the human beings are choiceless people, mere instruments in the hands of the Lord. So what will happen tomorrow in our life seems to be already decided by the Lord, and we are what? We are mere instruments in the hands of the Lord with no choice or no free will. So we are mere puppets. It's like a puppet show. This is what often quoted, even Puranas, this has been used there as the Lord, as the, Kapata Nataka, Shutradhari, that's what they say. That means you are coming to this class also. For people who are witnessing this, who are participating in this webinar, also it is already predetermined. This is Lord's enactment only. So we end up in a fatalistic or destiny-oriented philosophy, one in which we do not have any free will at all. We are innocent people, helpless instruments of the Lord, and what can I do? In fact, majority of people are all of this philosophy only. It is a very convenient philosophy also, because we need not take any responsibility at all. Whichever, you know, which everyone is really afraid to take any responsibility. So now the question is, are we the instrument of the Lord without any choice or not, is the question. When we read this shloka, a thought might come this way. We have to understand that clearly. We say it is not so. We will see the reasons one by one here. Swamiji gives a lot of reasons here. One is, suppose a person runs a business. He's a boss. He's a boss who has to decide what and how to run the business, the do's and don'ts of the business. So, for example, if the person who is a typist. As a typist, this person is only an instrument to carry out the will of his boss who runs the business. Then the rules of the game, they apply management knowledge. They should be all gained by whom? The typist or the boss? The boss only should know what should be done, what should not be done, dharma, adharma, right, wrong, everything boss only should know. Typist need not know anything. As an instrument, he will just only type whatever material is given to him. So remember, if I am a simple typist who is simply an instrument in the hands of my boss, I need not have to have perhaps even certain other responsibilities and all, laws of rules of business and all, I don't have to know. So if you are only instruments in the hands of the Lord, the rules of life, dharma, dharma, right, wrong, who should learn? Only the Lord. So the entire Dharma Shastra, Atato Dharma Jignasa, only the Lord has to study. We are all simple typists. Whereas the Shastra is telling us what? Shastras are teaching us, indicating they are not simple instruments, but we are kartas, the doers. So that's what Shastra teaches us. But this is what the impression one might get. And the second reason is, suppose I am an instrument, a typist, with no choice, carrying out the will, design of my boss, let us assume. Then, what should the boss do every time? He should inform me every time what his plans are. He has to say, you type this letter and it has to be sent to so and so. The boss should inform the typist what his design and plans are. Only then the typist can carry that out. In the same way, if I am only the instrument of the Lord should inform me every day his design for me. He should tell me, attend this thing and that thing every day. Also, if someone is very sick, the Lord should let me know whether that person will be killed or whether he will be saved. As he tells Arjuna, all these people are already killed, are going to be killed. So the Lord should tell one's mother or father or whomsoever will die. And he need not take to a doctor or whatever he has to do. Who will do all these jobs? Then should I not be informed about the future? So as a mere instrument, without knowing the future, how can I carry out anything? So this is the second issue if we are mere instruments. And the third reason is, suppose I am a worker under somebody else, I am not going to have any conflicts at all, because all decisions are made by whom? By my boss. As a simple servant, I need not bother anything at all, just to carry out the decisions given by the boss, but everyone wants to be the boss. But as a boss, if I have to decide everything, what do I think? Being a subordinate itself is much happier, because there is no worry, no decision-making powers at all, that all those problems are not there. So an instrument will not have such conflicts at all, only the boss will have. Car does not have a conflict where to go, only the driver has the conflict. So if you are mere instruments, we will not have any conflict at all, they are all Lord's conflicts. But what are our experiences in life? Full of conflicts only. Right from getting up in the morning, whether we want to take tea or coffee today. So remember the very fact that we have conflicts, that shows we have a choice. And choice comes with freedom. So freedom, choice and conflicts, they go together. And all humans have these. And the fourth reason is, if Arjuna is to be used as an instrument, then Krishna could have made Arjuna an instrument. And why should Krishna teach all the 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita to him? After all, Krishna is the boss. Arjuna is a human being puppet. Why should the Lord say, Manmana bhava, madbhaktaha bhava, madhyaji bhava, tasmadhyasva, karmaniyevadikarahate. Why should he say all that? Because Arjuna has a choice to fight or not to fight. That is why Krishna is telling Arjuna, you fight. If Arjuna has no choice at all, why should Krishna ask him to fight or not also? Because he has no choice anyway. Therefore, the very fact that Krishna is asking Arjuna to fight is because he has a choice. Otherwise, one will not tell him at all. All the 18 chapters need not be told. Not only that, even after telling, Arjuna protests, Katham Bhishmam Aham Sankhe Dronam Cha Madhusudana Yushubhihi Pratiyotsyami Pujarka Varisudana. All those things he is asking. Why should Arjuna protest? If he had to be a mere instrument, no need to protest at all. So nimittam should not be taken in the literal sense, in a sense where free will is not there, everything is predetermined, etc., should not be taken. So because it is against the fundamental teaching of the Shastras, which tells you have a freedom. Karmani eva adhikarahate. Regarding palam, you have no choice. For karma, you have the choice. But Lord never said, karmani adhikaraha na. He never said. You have a choice in doing action, whatever action you want to do. You are not a puppet. Uddared atman atmanam. Arjuna, you have a choice either to lift yourself from samsara or damning it yourself. Atmaivahim, atmana bandhuhum, atmaiva ripur atmanaha. The Lord said, I don't determine whether you should be a samsari or a muktaha. You have the choice to decide whether you have to get liberated or not. Karma is a purushartha. It is not Lord's will, but palam is Lord's will. Karma is the will, choice, freedom of an individual. Okay, then why should he say nimitta matram? The basic question remains still, even though we have given all these reasons. Why should he say that then? I have a choice to do karma. Okay. Now the karma I can do, that can be determined by two factors. Whatever karma I do, that can be determined by two factors. One, my own ragadvesha, prakriti, vasana, selfishness, they are all same. So it could be due to that. Or second, I don't go by ragadvesha, but I go by dharma dharma. I can guide my action through shastras, vidhi, nisheda, what should be done, what should not be done, than a selfish action. When my action is based on dharma and adharma, my intention is not individual well-being, but that of the whole world. Because dharma is meant for the whole world, the well-being of the entire creation. Then my individual will is working for the whole world, if I go by dharma, dharma. That means my individual will is in agreement with God's will, because God teaches dharma, adharma through shastras. When I act according to dharma, adharma, my will and God's will are one and the same. So to know what is God's design, we need not have to interview the God. God's will alone is prescribed in the shastras, in the dharma shastras. The entire Veda shastra is only Ishwarasya Icha. So my will is in tune with Lord's will if I follow the shastras. So I become a nimittam when I choose to act according to dharma, which is Lord's will. So when I go against the will of the Lord, that is when I go against the shastras, then I am going with my ragadveshas. So the final meaning of nimitta matram is act according to God's will. That means go by dharma, adharma as given in the shastras. Never go by ragadveshas. Never ask what is good for me. Always ask what is right. Never ask what is good for me. Ask what is right. When I ask what is good for me, it may be good for me, but it need not be good for all people. Whereas when we ask what is right, then it will be good for me and for all others also. So nimitta matram, go by dharma adharma. Does not mean you are choiceless. You have a choice to act. You should utilize the choice to go by dharma and adharma. Tasmat chatram pramanante Karya karyo vyavasthitav. Krishna says, consult the Shastras. Use your Viveka Shakti and choose the dharmic action. Whatever action to be done. And when you choose the dharmic action, what happens? You are fulfilling the will of the Lord. So Arjuna, here also, your duty is what? To fight. Whose will it is? It is your will only. But since it is in accordance with Dharma, it is not only your will, it is also my will. Therefore, fulfill my will by doing your duty. So, nimitta matram bhava savya sachyan. So, that is how this term, nimitta matram, that should be understood. Shloka 34. Dronancha bhishmancha jagatratancha karnancha tatanyanapi yodhaviranam. Dronancha bhishmancha jagatratancha karnancha tatanyanapi yodhaviranam. Maya hatam stvam jahima vyatishtha yudhyasva jeta sirane sapatnanam. Maya hatastvam jahima vyatishtha yudhyasva jeta sirane sapatnanam. Same idea like the previous one is repeated here. So the emphasis, he says, Arjuna, all these people have been already killed by me, the Lord says, indicating their prarabdha is over. All these people prarabdha is already over. That's what the Lord So he says the emphasis is on dharma and not on God's will. So we can never see God's will at all directly. But we can certainly know what is dharma. That we can know. So dronancha, bhishmancha, jayadratancha, karnancha, tata. Drona, bhishma, jayadrata, karna, all these people. Anyanapi yodaviran, other great warriors also, all other warriors. Maya hatan, they have all been killed by me. Maya hatan already. As was told earlier, this is a rare case where Arjuna knows the future. We all don't know the future. Arjuna now, at this point, he knows the future. Because in Arjuna's case, he could talk to the Lord directly. We don't have Lord's phone number. Otherwise, his phone number will be ever busy. What is going to happen for me tomorrow? So even for astrology, palmistry, Nadi Josya, you know, there are always so many people waiting in line to know the future. We never know whether a sick person will die or not. But we should do our duty. That person is dependent on me. It is my duty to take care of that person. He might come up or the whole money may be a waste. Does not matter. I should do my duty. But Arjuna gives the special opportunity. He gives the advance news that all these people are all finished. So you are going to kill only whom? The dead people only. You are going to kill the dead people only again. That's what the Lord says now. It is not something you are going to do anything new action. You are already, these people are already dead. So he says, Yudhyasva, fight. Ma vyatishta, do not worry. Because it is your dharma. If dharma involves killing of your own people, you should kill. Because dharma is more important than people. Jetasi sapatnan rane. In this battle, you will certainly defeat. Jetasi, you will win over. You will defeat. Sapatnan, shatrus, all the shatrus. You will certainly defeat your enemies, your shatrus. So you fight. Do not grieve, O Arjuna. That's what he is telling. So Arjuna is able to assimilate to some extent that I have to accept the Lord in both his aspects, the creating Lord and the destroying Lord. We have only one Lord who happens to be creator from one angle and destroyer from another angle. So you have to accept the whole or reject the whole. You cannot be partial. If you accept the whole, you have the total vision. If you reject the whole, you don't have the absolute vision. Nirgunam Brahma. So that the way you have to have the vision finally. So either accept the total Saguna Ishvara, or come to the Nirguna Brahma, partial acceptance alone is the problem. Either you accept in full or do not accept. Partial acceptance is a problem. So Arjuna has assimilated this to some extent and now comes to surrender to the Lord. which is the third phase of Arjuna's emotion. If you remember, first he was taken by wonder, later by fear, and the third one is going to be devotion, emotion and all that. So bhayam is giving way to surrender, bhakti, prapatti, devotion, all that thing. So that is going to be said in the next few slokas. Sloka 35. Sanjaya vacha etachrutva vachanam keshavasya kritanjalir vepamana kiriti etachrutva vachanam keshavasya kritanjalir vepamana kiriti namaskrutva bhuya evaha krishnam sagadyatam bhita bhita pranasya namaskrutva bhuya evaha krishnam sagadyatam bhita bhita pranasya. So the reporter, now Sanjaya is coming. He reports the change of Arjuna's attitude to whom? To Dhritarashtra. Fear is there in one side, and on the other side, devotion is picking up. Devotion is happening now. Therefore, Sanjaya says, Vepamana Kiriti. Arjuna continues to tremble. He is trembling. Kiriti. Kiriti here means Arjuna. Literally, one who has a kiritam, a crown, is called a kiriti. Previously, the Vishwarupam itself, it was called the Kiriti. Kiritinam, Gajinam, Chakrinancha, if you remember that shloka. So there Kiriti meant Krishna. Here it is Arjuna. Arjuna was trembling with fear. And what did he do? Kritanjalihi. Gradually, he joined his palm together with prostration. Kritanjalihi. So when? Yetat Keshavasya Vachanam Shrutva. After hearing the words of Lord Krishna. What words? That the world is a total which has got a complementary concept. That complementary aspect has to be understood. Then only Vishwarupa will become clear. If you say day and night are opposites, Ragadvesha will come. If you say they are necessary to make a day complete, then you accept day also and night also. They become complementary. Complementary means that which completes the other. That is complementary. Similarly, Uttarayanam and Dakshinayanam, positive and negative electricity, male and female, experiencer and the experienced, they are all complementary. Each one is incomplete without the other. Similarly, birth and death are complementary. Life is complete only with death also. Union is complete only with separation. Growth is complete only with decay. So, this acceptance of every aspect of creation as complementary and part of Ishvara's body is called surrender or bhakti. One who does not accept this is not a real bhakta. He only thinks bhakti means to sit and offer some flowers to the idol and cry and all that. Bhakti is acceptance of the pairs of opposites or complementary without any rejection or without any protest. And it is this bhakti that Arjuna is developing now. He is accepting the death of Bhishma, Drona, all these people. We don't say grieving should not be there. Certainly the vacuum is going to, definitely it is going to be felt. People will grieve. Afterwards, I see the whole thing and say, O Lord, you have done what is to be done. I accept it as the end of Prarabdha. When somebody dies, he may grieve, but we have to analyze and understand that the prarabdha of that person is over. There is no need for him to live in this world anymore. Afterwards, the whole teaching, that's what I should see. Emotional feeling makes me a man, but brooding over and worrying makes me an unintelligent person. So Arjuna here accepts with Kritanjali, Anjali Mudra, folding both the palms together and then doing the Anjali Mudra to Krishna. And what does he do? Krishnam namaskritva. Having prostrated Krishna, prostration is the symbol of what? Acceptance. Bhakti. Bhuyaha eva aha. He said the following words once again. Or we can say bhuyaha eva can also go with namaskritva. He did namaskaram again also. And how did he talk now? Sagadyadam. With a choking voice. Sagadyadam. Bita bitaha, with frightened mind, frightened tone. So the very same Arjuna who was looking at Krishna as a friend,
contrast this with the first chapter. What did he say? Senayor Ubayor Madhye Ratam Sthapaya Me Achyuta. He, Krishna also obeyed. He commanded Arjuna, between the two armies, go and place my chariot. Krishna also obeyed. Now the whole thing is turned. Arjuna is so frightened, and with a choked voice and pranamya, after prostrating Krishna, Arjuna says, and what does he say? He is given in the next shloka, shloka 36, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya yaparasa maheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanamastu Narayana.
Record, I don't know what did it do.